information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry. It's an absolute pleasure being here with you. And I'm so sorry I missed the Valentine's weekend show. Yeah, it just got weird. It's just a lot of weird things happened. I had a late night on radio. Yeah, that happened. So, yeah, it was like, yeah, it just thing got weird. Then it got more weird. I forgot the files and all that other stuff. By the time we got to, like, Sunday, I was kind of like, yeah, okay, you know what, let's just leave it. And, yeah, also, what did you get for Valentine's? I got four things. Yeah, I got four presents, mostly food. I don't know if girls are trying to feed me, you know, they say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, so I don't know if they're trying to, you know, you never know, you know, just plan something. Anyway, coming up later, before I go into, get into the stories that made the news this week, I'll be talking about, you know, publicity stunts. We're getting a bit crazy in Zimbabwe. Also, seven things you need to know about your girlfriend within the next first two weeks to four weeks, preferably before you have sex with her. You need to know these things. And also, yeah, I'm going to play music from Rudoy Chassi, as well as JJ, and some Fuzzy L featuring Amara Brown. Now, the first thing I'll talk about is Matthias Mirai, that's for later. First thing I want to talk about is the Hubert Angel story. The Hubert Angel story is just weird. He's been accused of, conniving, or really, you know, conning somebody out of a whole Bentley. So you remember the days when Hubert Angel used to go around at Bentleys and made us believe that, you know, he had this life, other life, and well, I can't believe there was a time he claimed he was worth $50 million or $60 million, who cares? Anyway, apparently he went to some guy and says, you know, if you give me a Bentley, right, you're going to end up with a whole bunch of Bentleys. So call that seeding. It's just weird. It's just weird. It's incredibly stupid to actually believe that. So yeah, I'm partly angry with Hubert Angel. But apparently, at the moment, let's qualify this. This is allegations, okay? This is a case that's in court. It's the blow-by-blow is happening every single day. But I'm looking at the person who gave up the $300,000 Bentley and thinking, what are you doing? It's ridiculous. ZTV announced this week that they're going to set up a paywall, thanks to the Minister of Information and Publicity. Apparently, they're going to set up a paywall, so you have to pay to access ZTV content. Now, if they're going to just put a paywall over what they have at the moment, then yeah, tough titties, who cares? You know, I mean, I'm not going to miss. There was an episode of something called Salute this past weekend. Yeah. There was a fear earlier on then, you know, we're thinking, all right, there should be a national broadcaster still. But apparently, according to a tweet by Chris Chivinga, who is like the acting editor-in-chief for ZBC, he says that there will be stations that will still be available to everybody. But, you know, I'm just thinking, what are they going to show that I'm going to want to pay for? Unless I come up with a TV show and ends up on the pay channels, then I'm going to be like, yo, subscribe for the channels. So it's going to really have to come up with some incredibly dope content to be able to make that work. Also happening this past week, 50 Shades of Grey, remember that? Yeah. The launch was on this past 13th of February. And yeah, that happened. There was a weird launch that took place at Westgate. It was like, oh my God. And people are getting all upset over it, but me not so much. Because, you know, if you go to the average strip club in Zimbabwe, yes, we have those. Let's not pretend we don't have those. You kind of get those girls in weird fishnet stockings and that sort of thing. You're not going to get the type of thing that you watch in your favorite porn movie. It's just not going to be seen. So, hey, accept that that's where we are. When we decide to professionalize the industry, the porn industry, and mainstream it, then, you know, standards will improve. Well, not porn industry, the dancing industry, go-go dance is interesting. And then second from last, Julius Malema this past week, oh my God, did you see that? Yeah, he had a whole thing with Jacob Zuma, and he and his party members were dragged out of court. And the quote of the week was one guy from the EFF, that's the Julius Malema's party, says, hey, you're not a bishop. You cannot excommunicate us. You can't make that up. Can't make it up. And another story now, the final story of this week. A bus caught fire on its way to or from Johannesburg. A whole Greyhound bus. Fortunately, nobody was injured. But it's just weird for me. A whole bus catching fire. I don't know. It's just strange. Yeah. Oh, yeah, quick side note. Jonathan Moy is now on Twitter and on Facebook. So, yeah, Hashtag. Yeah, tell him whatever you think.
Playing today's best music. Playing today's best music. Best music. Best music.
This music sound is real. My people come and dance. Oh yeah, more of them are dance. Good body girl, come and wine. Come and wine. Just move your body, feeling fine. Feeling fine. DJ, don't press rewind. Give her a glass of wine. Said there's no music like my music. And if you feel it, come and dance to it.
Yeah, just debuting a new sound there from a man by the name of Fuzzy Al, featuring Amara Brown. Yeah, a beautiful song called Like My Music, and that's made, that song was produced by her ex, Rocky. Yeah, beautiful song. It's a new sound called Afrotonic. Who's got elements of hip hop, who's got elements of dance, trance, making African dance music, you know, it's all that sort of thing. It's got reggae, you can see the way Fuzzy Al sings that song. Yeah, the name is Larry, you listen to the Criticast. And the thing I'm going to talk about right now is, publicity stunts. Now, why am I talking about this? There's a story that made the news this past week, which claimed that a gospel singer by the name of Matthias Mere, his wife, by the name of Susan, I think her name is Susan, Susan. So apparently the story was she had cheated with his friend, a very close friend of him, of his, rather, by the name of Gift. And, you know, it was just, oh my God, it's terrible, oh my God, whatever. And, you know, the whole country's like, oh, poor guy, how can a friend do that? And the conversations started evolving, and like, oh my God, wait a minute. And the next day she came out and, you know, of course she said it was a whole bunch of bollocks and whatever it was, yeah, whatever. Then the third day, it's reported that they're back together again. And people begin to ask, is this a publicity stunt? You know, I don't think it really does need to have a publicity stunt. He didn't have like a crack 2000 and what year was that? 14? No, he didn't have like a horrible 2014. And you wonder if he needs that publicity stunt. I know there are people out there who've been accused of having publicity stunts. Remember Pokelo and what was the other one? Yeah. Stunner. Not that I'd forgotten him, so before anybody thinks I'm taking shots at him. People thought that was all publicity stunts. And, you know, in retrospect, people say, okay, that's true because, you know, Pokelo was relatively unknown until that sex tape, and now people knew her. And beyond that, you just get, you just get the feeling that we're turning into a fame-hungry society where, you know, we want to be known for doing outrageous things and that sort of thing. And we've got to be careful about that because even when you think about it, a lot more, many people are more worried about their brands than they are about substance. Which is why, to be honest, there's a lot of really crap music out there. Not to say that they're crap artists. I'm just saying the final product isn't as crafted as great as it's supposed to be. Why? Because people are not spending time crafting and making sure they become brilliant at the craft before selling their brands. It's not just limited to music. There's all sorts of crafts out there where people are more interested in what their brand is going to look like rather than what they can actually produce. And for me, that is just sad because, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to be judged by society on the basis of what we're going to leave behind. And, you know, I think if you want to be like, end up being like a celebrity or whatever it is, be a celebrity for something that you actually done. Look at guys like Michael Jackson's got a legacy that he left behind. Oh, Catholic music. Look at the Beatles. Look at Whitney Houston. Yes, she went crazy for like 20 years afterwards, but she had this huge Catholic music and you know, a body of work that she could leave behind and be very proud of. Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. You know, publicity stunts, they just piss me off, really. Yeah, it's just weird. It's just totally weird. Don't do that.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Ah, fuck it. Just play another hit.
Like a flower that blossomed in the month of June, I see you. Like a morning sun that leads to noon, I feel you. Baby, I know that you've been alone for long, but I'll try to light up your world like the sun in the sky, so don't cry. And all I say is, listen to me, yeah. You're the one for me, yeah. Listen to me, yeah. Listen to me, yeah. You're the one for me, yeah. Listen to me, yeah. Nakasi wa muti nsimu miendele Ukule wakwe nebo wansungusha Awami na kumono mutima.
Yeah, only the freshest and best music on the Quiddicast, alongside some of the crazy thoughts that I have in my head. I think I just insanity just creeps over me. But anyway, that's music from JJ. Remember JJ from Big Brother Hotshots? You can't have forgotten about him. You've forgotten somebody like, you know, I don't know, somebody from, you see, can't remember, somebody from like 10 years ago. Yeah, then would understand. But JJ, yeah, together with James Sakala from Zambia, JJ says that is the first track he recorded when he got out of the Big Brother house. The track is called Listen to Me. On the other side, I am going to talk to you about those seven things you need to know about your girlfriend before you sleep with her. Or at least for the first 2 to 4 weeks. Yeah, you need to know these things. Very important things. My name is Larry. Listen to the Quiddicast.
It began in Africa.
So you just my engine, my tank is on full.
Fio e cafe, la tino di rai mi chiuse.
Senti lui a un roll in a big dad.
Vivi da primi e ci mo. Figari a muta zambu. Tiki tiga la tomo. Peru do.
DJ C-Mac, a super DJ, there's upon the turntables.
Yeah, that's DJ C-Mac's top 5 tracks you should be listening to in Zimbabwe right now. Yeah, and he's on Star FM between 4:30 and 5 p.m. every Friday. So check him out. It's totally awesome. Thank you very much to DJ C-Mac. And this week, as I said in the relationship segment, I'm going to talk about the seven things that you need to know about your girlfriend before the first 2 to 4 weeks, you know. I'm not going to go in depth. Like, you need to know what a tampon brand is by that time. It might be a little bit too much to think about, but a couple of them might sound a bit silly, but you'd be surprised how many people don't know. First and foremost, you need to know what a surname is. This may sound strange to a lot of people, but I know people who've dated a girl for like a month or more than a month, and they don't know the girl's surname. They don't know the girl's first name. It's just like this new culture where people just, you know, sometimes even know each other by, you know, by nicknames. Like, you know, I don't know, just call yourself, you know, Slim Chocolate or whatever, I don't know, whatever it is. And then the next thing you also need to know, where she stays. Like, you know, where does she stay? It's kind of important information. If she comes over to your house and then she suddenly drops dead, you need to know where to take the body. Again, maybe not that extreme. You just kind of need to know where she stays. What else do you need to know? You need to know what her religion is. Yeah? Because that's tied to another thing I'm going to talk to you right now about. Religion sometimes is a deal breaker for people. So you don't go in so deep and you don't know what somebody's deep religious beliefs are. At least know if they're, you know, religious at least. You know at least if they've got that in them. Also, know where their kumusha is, you know. Next thing, you're dating a girl from, you know, right, Kumushakwe, you just because you got like different surnames, you moved away. I don't know. You guys kind of gonna know this. And linked to that, and also need to know what her Mutupo is. I mean, like, unless she's white or Indian or whatever, you need to know what her totem is. It sounds like, you know, it's not a big deal, but you kind of have to know, you know, in case, you know, the issues. I don't have a big deal with people dating someone with the same or two people, but, you know, that's how it is. No, it's crazy. It sounds like it's crazy, but it is. You also need to know, what else do you need to know? How she takes her tea or coffee or favorite drink. You kind of need to know that stuff. It's super important stuff. It doesn't sound like it's important, but it's the little things, the little minor, little inklings that tell you a lot about the person that you're getting involved in. And then last but not least, you must have at least met one member of their family. Or at least talk to them. Or know, not even know of them. You gotta have had some sort of contact. I'm not saying meet the dad. That's creepy. I mean, I had a girlfriend once, which I, on the first date I was taking her out, I met the mum. Yeah, it's different. It's just like, you know, I don't know. It's just kind of like, you know, but it was a beautiful thing. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, yeah, so I don't know. You kind of have to know somebody from the family. If she starts coughing horribly, or she doesn't tell you about her epileptic attacks or whatever it is, or she's got something that there's a nuance about her that you don't know, next thing you just don't know. You need to be able to call someone and, you know, get it sorted or whatever. Yeah, that's just a few things. That, I mean, there's probably like 200 things that people think you should know for the first couple of dates. But in reality, those are kind of important and often overlooked. And sometimes people get so deep in a relationship. Have you ever gotten into that awkward situation where you get into deep with a relationship, not necessarily the, you know, the sexual relationship with somebody, that you can't ask them a question? Like that awkward moment when you've known someone and met them so many times, it's now too awkward to ask their name. They've never really been introduced to you, but you've kind of like nodded at them, you know. Yeah, might get to that point. Don't let it get to that point. Anyway, the name is Larry. If the Criticast want to get in touch with me on these and other issues and whatever suggestions you have, get in touch with me via email, info@larrycriticast.com. You also get in touch with me via Twitter. Follow me at Criticast. Go to my website, www.larrycriticast.com. And then finally, you can also get in touch with me via WhatsApp, +26377659550. And I leave you listening to a lady by the name of Rudo Chasi. The track she's going to sing right now, no, not that she's here directly, but the track I'm going to play for her, from her, is called What I Say. The name is Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
Love is kind. Love is gentle. Long suffering and self-sacrificial. Love is kind.
Like them. I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?